Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.
Beatles, Dear Prudence, from the magnificent White Album. We're going to be chatting about that in a few minutes with our studio guests. It's one of the reasons why I just played that song. I say studio guests. They're actually in Nice, or were in Nice, last week when I caught up with them. David and Scott from Sons of Guns, who've got brand new music out. We love them here on Manx Radio. I'm going to start by introducing you to them in case you haven't heard us play them many, many times here. This is their single, I Got It Right, and they absolutely did.
I can't say that I've seen the light. I can only tell you about the things I do every day. One thing that keeps me up at night. Every time I get close to dreaming, there's a voice inside trying to fight. Saying everything's wrong. Yeah, everything's wrong. I got but loving you, I got it right. Had a dream that I was lost in light, and all the faces I'd seen believing started losing sight. And I wish we could have been more. And I wish I never got everything wrong. Yeah, everything wrong. When I think everything's wrong, I know love.
The first thing I have to ask you is, where are you at the moment? Are you in France or UK? Where are you?
We're in Nice at the moment.
Well, okay, well, let's come to that then, because, you know, you are a UK band, but you met and formed in Nice. And although your EP only came out last year, your journey, your story started a long time ago, didn't it?
It's been 80 years. yeah.
You use Oil of Ulay, don't you?
yeah. Yeah, we've been living in Nice for about 20 years now. We were living in around London, and we were trying to play music, and we could only get like 2 gigs a month. And then we came out to Nice, and we found that we could play everywhere, all day, every day. So we just moved.
There was quite a big music scene going on here. At the time, there was a lot more than there is now, but lots of bars and restaurants all having full 4-piece live bands, 7 nights a week, like all year round. And we just thought, well, this is going to be easy. Let's move here. Pre-Brexit was much easier than it is now. But yeah, so we came over to only be musicians and not have to have day jobs.
Oh, so exciting. So are they more open to the idea of original bands over there as well? Because it feels, Britain feels a bit more, when it comes to pubs and things, they're a bit more open to the cover band scene. So was it easier to kind of get your original music out there? How did they receive that?
No, it was purely, and most, it still is, a cover scene, but we just wanted to play every day.
Yeah.
And we thought that's the only way to get any good. We haven't got there yet, but we're trying.
I think it's working for you. I mean, when the EP came out last summer, it was so well received. And I wonder if part of that is because it does have this real nostalgic sound to it, doesn't it? And it's so summery, and it's like kind of California soul kind of sound to it. And I sort of feel like people want that right now, don't they? It's a bit of a kind of antidote, isn't it?
I hope so, because I miss that kind of music. So we thought, let's make our own.
It's okay then. So, I mean, it always seems a bit unfair to me to reference other artists or other bands and say, oh, you sound a bit like them. So I'm going to let you do it. If there was someone that you didn't mind being kind of referred to or linked to, who would that be?
Well, we have sort of our stock answers of like the Eagles and because of the harmonies, Crosby, Stills, Nash. And then there's bands that we kind of grew up listening to, like Gomez, for example.
Yeah.
Dave are big fans of Gomez and the way that they go about with their harmonies and their songwriting and everything. So that's one of the less obvious ones, I suppose. What else have we got, Dave?
Beck.
Beck.
Excellent.
Dan Duncan. All the big ones.
Let's get ready to rumble. I think you can feel the influence of that track on pretty much all of us.
Not going to lie, one of my favourite tunes. I think it's awesome.
Same. They had so many lyrics, they were frightened to use them.
But I suppose it's that thing, isn't it, of sort of British bands who bring that sort of California vibe. I mean, the last ones I was trying to think of, like The Thrills. Do you remember The Thrills? They kind of had that real sort of California kind of summery sound to them. And it's so refreshing to sort of do that. But I think just having something that makes you feel good, it's so powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, we were actually out in California a couple of times. Was it like last year? And they were quite surprised at how American we sounded when they came to speak to us afterwards. Like, you guys are English? How are you making music like this? I don't know. It's just our influences, what we grew up listening to, what our parents listened to. And it just kind of filtered through. But actual real Americans were surprised that we weren't American.
Actual real Americans. I love that.
The real people.
Okay, then how does the songwriting work then? Who does what?
Dave does it.
Yeah, I sit here as I am now.
Stroking a cat.
Yeah, and I come up with the demos and then I send it to the boys and then they do their bits and everyone has free rein to do whatever they want. And then we put it all together, basically.
We just put our own bits. Sometimes it works where we're in a room together and Dave's got an idea and we sort of work it all up together. But because one of us is in the UK and we have other projects going on, so it's easy to be able to just send a file to someone. Can you stick a guitar on that? Send something to me, put some drums on that. And then we have mine, David and I are cousins, and our other cousin, Nick, is the guy that sort of puts it all together, mixes it, masters it. So we send it all to him and a record comes out.
We're really lucky because Nick's got the studio in Grasse. It's about an hour away from here. And it's like top-notch studio and he's like top-level mixer, master, engineer, everything. 100% geek. So we can just go there and make music all the time.
Yeah,
we're just really lucky.
Well, with the kind of vintage sound that it has then, do you go analog at all? Do you use any of the kind of old equipment?
Yeah, we have done, yeah. We've gone through, well, you know more about that. I know nothing about this kind of stuff, but we use the tape machine. I know that much.
Yeah, we mastered the last bunch through quarter-inch tape on Nick's reel-to-reel, just to see what that would sound like. It's pretty good. But we've got to kind of wait till this. We're definitely sure we're not going to change anything before we get to that point now, because if you get to there and it's like, oh, we just want to add another thing, then he has to go back and do this whole rigmarole again. So yeah, it definitely makes for a nice sound, but it's a lot more complicated like it used to be in the old days. We're not like editing tape or splicing tape, but... Yeah, we're trying to get that sound in there with some of Nick's vintage outboard stuff that he's got in his studio as well.
It does make you wonder how the likes of George Martin did it, doesn't it? You just think, God, for what he did. Oh.
It does. And when you watch some of these documentaries about how these classic albums are made, they really had to work hard, like just to get something onto tape. Compared to what it is now, you just have a microphone up, hit record in Pro Tools or whatever you're using, and that's kind of it.
And they were using four tracks. And today I was exporting a song to get mastered and it was 78 tracks.
That's just greedy. That's all your harmonies though, isn't it? Because you've got so many layers of harmonies.
Yeah, I do get a bit carried away. I just want harmonies on everything.
He likes to record his guitar strings individually as well.
And each strike of the drum, is that as well, Scott? Like each individual kind of... If you just tuned in, I'm chatting with David and Scott from Sons of Guns. Shall we hear some of those harmonies now? You got the habit of looking at the bright side. Okay, so you started playing your originals in the kind of venues over there in France. How were they received when you started dropping them into your set?
Pretty good, yeah. I mean, most of the time, no one really noticed because they were kind of close in the genre of kind of stuff we were playing. No one threw anything at us, so that was a good sign.
They kind of went in sort of unnoticed, and then they started to get requested, and people didn't know, what's that song you did the other day that goes like this? And, oh, that's our song. Really? So it started like that. So then we started to build a bit of a following from our regular sort of gig that we do here in the Old Town in Waynesboro, of people requesting our own songs, which is always a nice feeling.
Oh, I bet. And of course, you're going to do some UK gigs very soon. Is it like this week, next week or something you're over in the UK?
Day after tomorrow, we're off on tour. We've got 5 dates. We did one last October and that went great. That was the first time I've experienced people singing our songs back to us. That was amazing. Oh. I never felt that before. But yeah, we're going next week.
Oh, it must be so satisfying. And I'm sure the videos have done a lot for you as well, because, I mean, the videos are brilliant. They're so fun. There's such a brilliant sense of humour running through them all, and really well produced too. Do you guys have a hand in the videos, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's me again.
Hey, again.
He does everything, doesn't he? Overachiever. chief cat stroker, video producer, harmony layerer, hat wearer. I mean, Scott, you're defunct now.
Man of many hats. Master of none, I might add. But thanks for knowing. Glad you liked them.
So do you come up with the ideas for the videos as well? And sort of, do you come up with the direction? Everything, when you said it's you, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, mostly. Like, for example, It's Getting Better video, where we're doing the dad dancing.
Yeah.
It's just because we were in the studio doing the vocals and I was listening back and I found myself dancing like our Uncle Steve, who had proper good moves. So I channeled him and I just thought, wouldn't it be cool to have a dad dancing world championship? Because it was a little bit, I wanted to do something a lot less heavy than the Hollywood video, because that was a bit much. And I just nearly lost my mind editing it. So I thought something simple and silly.
It's been so well received as well. And of course, you got the Grim Reaper in I Got It Right as well. I mean, that's brilliant too. How mucky was the bowling ball, I have to ask? Was it really filthy?
Oh, yeah, it had a weird taste to it. Yeah, that was not acting.
Oh, it's very good. And you've got your new single out now as well, which we are playing. I should say we've played all of your singles here on Mike's Radio, and I don't know if that's just we like that kind of sound, but they've gone down so well. And the new tune as well with California Ghost, we've just started playing that. Got a bit of a gentler sound to it. Tell us a bit about the new single.
The beginning origin of the inspiration was we just got back from LA. And Brian Wilson passed away, and I was just thinking about that California sound and him, and it just was born out of that. And also at the same time, how magic it is to do nothing with someone you love. And it all just came into one thing, really.
Yeah. And I mean, you said that you sort of come to the guys with the song, the sort of basis of the song, and then the rest of you all sort of put it all together. When you've sort of gone back and listened to the final versions of these songs, when they're kind of mastered and ready to go out, how different are they then from what you start with, David?
Oh, I give them an absolute load of nonsense sometimes.
Is it like the Beatles doing scrambled eggs?
Yeah, exactly. Basically, I give them scrambled eggs and they give me yesterday back.
Yeah, well, sometimes Dave's demos are quite formed already. Like, I think It's Getting Better was pretty much there, just didn't have certain elements to it, but the structure was all there. But then other ones like, what was it, Free Wheeler, we worked kind of more together on that one to get it up to where it was, added a little bit in the middle. But yeah. So, yeah, it really varies. Like, sometimes it's just acoustic guitar and vocals. Sometimes Dave's gone into full production mode with, like he said, 75 tracks of God knows what, single guitar strings. It's different each time, depends.
Well, you've referenced a few artists that you obviously admire and love. I mean, if there was someone, let's say, living or dead, that you could kind of share a stage with, who would you want that to be?
Well, I don't know. I've always said, like, when I die, I want to come back as Dave Grohl. Because he seems to have had a great musical life. So that's living. But then that means that I wouldn't be sharing the stage with him. So I don't know.
You could share the stage with him.
Still share the stage with him, yeah. He can play guitar. I'll play drums.
I go Paul McCartney all day.
Oh, what an absolute legend. Yeah, incredible. What about new bands or music? Do you listen to much of the sort of new stuff? Because obviously we know that you're a fan of the sort of 70s kind of vibe. But who do you listen to now that's out recently?
I haven't got much, but I'm really into at the moment Leif Vollebekk. You know him?
No, I need to check this out.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm really into him at the moment.
Okay, well, that can be a recommendation for our listeners. If there's, I just sometimes ask people if there was one record, only one record that you could listen to for the rest of your days, what would that be?
Wow.
My answer in the past has always been the White Album.
You get the money as well, actually.
You get the money. Is it, are you allowed to have double albums? Does that still count?
I think so.
I think I'm going to stick with that one at the moment. Well, maybe.
I'm going to go Get Miles by Gomez.
We'll be right back.
had to get a bit of Gomez on for him, didn't we, for David? That was Get Miles. We'll hear a little bit more from David and Scott in just a couple of minutes, and we'll hear their brand new single, California Ghosts Don't Go Away. Heim, Even the Bad Times. In case you just tuned in, we've been catching up with David and Scott from Sons of Guns. I caught up with them in Nice over the wires, as they say, a week or so ago. Let's have the final little bit of our chat with them and then we'll hear their brand new single, California Ghosts. Well, OK, so we know you've got your gigs coming up over here, which is fantastic. And then what is next for you guys after that then? Are you planning on staying in Nice or are you going to, you know, what's the plan?
It's been 20 years so far. I don't see us going anywhere else. But yeah, after that, we're going to probably do another single, or about time we did an album, really. We will have vinyl album for the first time on this tour. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah.
Excellent. Have you gone for colour vinyl? Anything special going on there? What are you doing with it?
We have a debate about that. Yeah, there was a back and forth. I wanted colour.
I said, no, not colour. Because I listen to records all the time, and if I buy a new record and I pull it out and they surprise me with coloured vinyl, I'm always like, oh no, because in the past it sounded worse. And I've got records that I've got on coloured vinyl and on normal black vinyl, and there is a difference. Maybe the technology has changed these days, but I'm old school. I like my records to be record colour.
I know what I like.
The colour of a record.
That's fair enough. Well, listen, it's an absolute joy talking to you. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And we do. We really love the music. It's just so refreshing to just hear music again that not only kind of has that nod to the past, but it is absolutely your own sound, and is full of joy and summer and California. And maybe Laurel Canyon as opposed to California in total. But it's fabulous stuff. So we love it. Thank you so much. And do keep us posted. Come to the Isle of Man. You know you wanna.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah, let's do it.
I don't believe you for a second, but we would still love to have you.
You're listening to The Live Lounge on Manx Radio. We're the Sons of Guns, and this is our new single, California Ghosts. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Manx Radio Saturday Live Lounge with Christy De Haven.